This is Anas Ahalak, ANAS space AL space HARRAK, date of service January 25, 2013, dictating for Dr. Tahir Muhammad. Patient name is Johnny Littman, J-O-H-N-N-I-E, space L-I-T-T-M-A-N, date of birth 12-19-46. Primary care doctor, he has no primary care doctor. Reason for visit, new consult. Next paragraph, history present in this. Mr. Littman, he's a 66-year-old male with a past medical history significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and non-ST elevation MI status post-stenting to RCA using DES. And left carotid stenosis with history of endarterectomy. Next paragraph. On today's visit, he has no complaint. He has no chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitation, orthopnea, PND, lower limb pain, or edema. Next paragraph. Past medical history significant for hypertension, non-ST elevation status post stenting to RCA. Carotid stenosis with endarterectomy. And next is hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, medication, he's on Zetia 10 milligrams once a day, aspirin 325 milligrams once a day, Plavix 75 milligrams once a day, folic acid 1 milligrams once a day, metoprolol 25 milligrams BID, thiamine 100 milligrams once a day, lisinopril 5 milligrams once a day, and Lipitor 40 milligrams once a day. Current allergies, he has no allergies from any medication. Next paragraph, social history. He quit smoking on January 12, 2013. No alcohol or IDU use. Family history non-contributory. Next paragraph. Physical examination, his blood pressure today is 176 over 106, and pulse is 79, weight is 150 pounds, and height is 5 feet 7 inches. Please call based on number template of physical examination. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Cardiac cath done on January 14, which shows stent, which with the stenting to RCA using DES. Please refer to procedure for details, for report, for details. Next number, EKG done today, which shows normal sinus rhythm with left axis deviation with incomplete right bundle branch block. Question mark actually for incomplete bundle branch, right bundle branch block. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Non-ST elevation myocardial infarction. The patient had cardiac cath on January 15 with RCA stenting. He has no chest pain today, no shortness of breath, palpitation. He's on current medication, the beta blocker, aspirin, Plavix, and statin. Next paragraph, hyperlipidemia, patient on statin, advised to continue following with his primary care doctor. Next paragraph, hypertension. On today's visit, his blood pressure is 176 over 106. The patient said that he did not take his medication today, so he was advised when he go back to home to get his medication. Will not change any of his plan today. He was advised to stick with low fat, low salt diets, and regular exercising. We'll follow up regarding this issue next visit. Next paragraph, high risk for atherosclerosis, will do for him carotid ultrasound throughout any stenosis, and will do for him lower limb arterial ultrasound throughout any stenosis, and venous ultrasound lower extremity as well. Please add for diagnostic investigations, they're going to be number 3 is echocardiogram done on December 15, which shows left ventricle size is normal and wall thickness is normal, ejection fraction of 60 to 65%, diastolic pattern, diastolic filling pattern is normal, mild to moderate mitral regurg, and there's no evidence of pulmonary hypertension or pericardial effusion. Next paragraph, we will see Mr. Littman in a month. In the meanwhile, he was advised to keep with his medication, and we stressed out about the importance of taking his medication, especially Plavix and aspirin. And he was advised to follow up with his primary care doctor for continuity of care. Next paragraph. Thank you very much. Next paragraph. Anas Al-Hallaq. Next paragraph. Dictated for Dr. Tahir Muhammad. Next paragraph. End of dictation. Thank you.